Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments at Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning and blessing me. And I also want to give honor to those where honor is due. And I also want to say today, many of us are off from work today as we are celebrating, and some may be doing other things, but today is basically is a day that is designed to honor the legacy and the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. So I first want to acknowledge that as we start our show, because today's topic is about acknowledging the legacy of others. And when we start talking about acknowledging a legacy, we're going to be sharing and talking about a lot of different things today. By acknowledging those before us, talking about how we can continue the legacy of individuals that have either came before us, planted a dream, or had an idea. We're going to be talking about what makes a great leader, whether it's someone in your family, in your home, in your neighborhood, even just basically someone in the world. We're going to be talking about a community outreach and community outreach services and programs, because a lot of individuals don't even know what's in their community. And we're also going to be talking about empowering others. So, again, I want to thank you for joining me here on the show today. And not only am I going to be on the show, I'm going to be with my sister from another mother, Dr. Lisa Romaine, who just called me. So let me log her on right now. I'm trying to log her on. Give me 1 second. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Precious Predicaments, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you for allowing me just a few moments to be with you on the show today.
I appreciate that. You know, one of these days, you know, you have the degree in organizational psychology. You got to help me get organized, because for some reason, I am a great procrastinator, and then I run around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to figure this mess out. And we're talking about a legacy today and acknowledging the legacies of others. So I hope that, you know, and that may be part of my legacy, that how I wait to the last minute to do things. But I want to share some information. And the information reads, the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. Legacy is about life and living. It's about learning from the past, living in the present, and building in the future. The idea of a legacy may remind us of death of an individual. However, it's not always about death, because there are individuals that are creating or have, you know, been a legacy that are still alive, and we also need to acknowledge them too. But being reminded of death is actually a good thing, because death informs us of life. It gives us a perspective on what's important. Lisa, I found some information, and with the information that I found, it said Michelle Obama quoted, "We have a responsibility to live up to the legacy to those who came before us, doing all that we can to help those who will come after us." What do you think about that?
You know, it's a pretty important thing to factor in, that we're always being watched, and a lot of the things that we are doing, whether someone says anything or not, is going to catapult them into something positive or negative. And so when you're talking about a legacy, I look at it as, you know, what do we want our fingerprints to be on this earth once we transition? And so legacy carries a name. It pays the path for others, so they won't have to struggle as hard as those who are rolling up those to get into some of the groundwork for the things that might be barriers for individuals. And so, you know, speaking of legacy, you can probably hear some background noise here, but I'm out in the community, and the Murrieta community had their first inaugural Martin Luther King parade today, and it was about his legacy and celebrating equality and some of the groundwork that he did many, many years ago. people today were able to get together who were all different ethnicities and cultures and genders and celebrate, you know, his legacy. And so I'm just very excited to be a part of Dr. King's legacy today, and also just being someone who wants to set the groundwork for others to be a part of my legacy and a family legacy. So it's very important to get involved and do things that you may not be able to directly benefit from, but others will who are on your life journey.
And you know what, Lisa, and I appreciate you because you push me, I push you, we go back and forth. I get mad sometimes. I'll be like, that's why I ain't your friend. And you'd be like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. You know, because I know me personally, I hear people tell me things about myself that I never really realized what I was doing because I'm impulsive and I just do things. And it's interesting because, like you said, that blueprint. And I found some information in regards to leadership. Now, when we talk about we all have a responsibility. Now, as we're celebrating today's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, it's interesting because I did go to the event that you had invited me to at Pechanga. And one of the reasons when you said Pechanga, I thought a casino, and I had no business in a casino in the first place, but it was still fun. But it was interesting because them organizing, putting things together, outreach, sharing, caring. And I wonder if we go back to Dr. Martin Luther King, and I'm looking at when I posted the thing, I spelled the name wrong, so apologize for that. Even though Dr. King dedicated his life to the nonviolent struggles for racial equality in the United States and the values of nonviolence, including unconditional love, tolerance, forgiveness, and reconciliation, those are some of the things that are still desperately needed to reunify America today. Because right now, as I watch the news, as I, you know, read Facebook and go to Twitter, it's so much stuff going on in our world and in our community. So it's crazy. So this holiday today is not just to, for people to be off of work, but it's also supposed to be a day that provides a unique opportunity to teach individuals, young and old, how to fight evil, not people. We also have to do more to get in touch with our community as we get into the habit of asking, what can I do to make a difference? Now, Lisa, one thing that I noticed when we was at the event and they called your name, and you was like, I don't like my name being called. Why is it, or do you think that individuals that have, and I'm going to go into certain things, and I'm going to say that I'm looking at some information right now, and it says the best leaders exhibit certain traits that makes them hugely successful, but yet a lot of individuals don't even realize their success. And individuals embrace these qualities to be great leaders, but also to be a good leader is not easy. While a leader's actions may be scrutinized when things are not going good sometimes or things are bad, it is their leadership qualities that shine through the worst of times. Now, just that, did you ever think that you was going to be a leader when you was growing up or was a kid?
Oh, I always knew that I was anointed to be a leader. And one of the things that, you know, I recognize everywhere as I go, I usually encourage people to rise to that next level. So I knew it when I was younger, but it also left me in places of being alone. And oftentimes when you're growing up, you do want to connect with other people. Individuals don't realize their talents and strengths and what they can do to make an impact in their families, in the community. And so sometimes people run from that. And I often found myself connected with individuals who didn't necessarily connect with the gift of a leadership in their lives. And so having to learn to be alone often was definitely a challenge. And as I am matured today, and when I hear my name called, I'm just greatly humbled that people are able not only to recognize, you know, some of the leadership qualities, but I often recognize how people shift when they recognize the name versus the content of my character and who I am as a person. And so oftentimes I just want people to connect with me in doing that groundwork and not be superficial or not be who they are simply because oh, now this is someone with a name, or, oh, now this is someone that perhaps, you know, can, you know, make me feel, you know, some kind of way. And so when I heard my name called, it was one of humility, and I was greatly honored. But I'm a people watcher, and I'm very intuitive, and I have the gift of discernment, and I often see how people shift and get uncomfortable. And I often know that uncomfortability is one where it allows you to grow, and without growth there's no change, and with change there's no growth. And so in all of that, I recognize that leaders are one, trust them with their life journeys or trust them to do things that are in their best interest. And I know that that is a heavy, you know, gift to carry. And so, you know, I'm greatly honored. But leaders are ones where you have to be okay with standing alone, particularly when there's great work to be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to know I am very proud of you, and I was honored to be sitting by you, even though I hope Mr. Xavier don't call in on the radio cussing us, fussing at us, being mad at us for putting us together.
Thank you, Mr. Little. We appreciate that.
Because every time something comes up, you be like, okay, we got to go here, we got to go there, because you know I don't be knowing what be going on in the community, because I either be too busy either at the buffet, church, or the casino. So now, when we talk about even the qualities that good leaders are supposed to have, a lot of times some individuals may possess some but may not possess all. And one of the things I always say is we got to stay in our lane. Now, I know when I was growing up as a kid and I reflect on, you know, I tell individuals, I never said I wanted to be a sister. I never did. And I knew that I was not a one that would just, I wasn't a follower. I knew I was always more of a leader, but I always thought I was more of a bully. But I wasn't a bully that would beat on the weak. I was a bully that would help the weak beat up the bully. So, but my personality, I've always had a strong personality. But these are some of the key qualities, like I said, that every good leader should possess and learn not only to emphasize, but to demonstrate to others, to let them know, and it shows their leadership ability. The number one is honesty. In order to be a good leader and to leave a good legacy, you got to be honest. When people know that they can trust you, they will believe in you. You also have to know how to delegate. Like they said, and like you indicated, Lisa, it can be lonely on the top. And a lot of times people will judge you because you may not pay no attention to your titles, but individuals start judging you and perceiving you and expecting you to be a certain way just because of your titles, your position at work, you know, things you do in a community. And it's not always about that. And those that abuse that, they really need to stop if they're abusing their power, because they make it bad for other individuals that have to come behind them. And when you're delegating, you want to be able to trust the individuals that you are delegating assignments to. Because one thing you know, Lisa, being a leader and being in charge, sometimes you can delegate something to someone and they'll mess it up because they know their name ain't behind it. Another thing is communication. You have to know how to talk to people and not talk at people. In order to lead, you also have to know when to follow, but you also have to communicate to individuals that it's not about you, it's about us, it's about we, and we're going to try to do this together. In order to be a good leader, you also have to demonstrate confidence. You have to be committed. You have to possess a positive attitude and creativity. What do you think about some of those qualities, Lisa, that makes a good leader?
Definitely, I echo those comments there. And I think one of the things that's most important is to be comfortable in your own skin, be authentic, you know, accept and embrace you for who you are. And also work with people's strengths, because you can always find something positive in working with someone. Everyone has been gifted with various talents and skills, and oftentimes you might have to direct individuals into those arenas, but no one is, you know, everyone has value, basically. And so definitely I would say just spending time with you and understand what works for you what you excel in, embrace that. And then, as you said, let other people be in their lane, and you might have to encourage them to cultivate that and push with them how they can grow in those areas. But being authentic and being okay in your skin, I would say, is one of the greatest things that a leader can do, because once you are okay with you, comes your way, it's not going to take you out. If anything, it will definitely be a catalyst to take you to that next level of opportunity and growth. But I actually have some individuals that I'm with right now, and it's about to get very noisy, and perhaps they may want to chime in, but it may be too busy for the show, but they may want to have a few words to say on this topic.
Okay.
And so,
that's great. That's great. Because as we are acknowledging the legacy of others, and like I said, we want to empower individuals. We want to promote individuals to that next level. Now, you indicated something about being alone. I have some information, and it talks about that in regard to your vision, or not only just your vision, in your leadership. These are 8 things to take with you to your office, instilling you so that you can, if you demonstrate good leadership ability, how you can create a legacy. So one of the things it talks about is vision. Also, when you have a vision, everybody may not agree with your vision, but if your vision is to empower others, stick with your vision. Stick with your dream. I remember hearing T.D. Jakes say one time, he was doing one of his shows, and he was talking about how individuals can be a threat to others. And a lot of times individuals say, well, I don't want to be a leader, or I don't want to sit on the front because I don't want to wind up dead. And I used to say that, too. I was like, look, I ain't going out like this. Are you sitting up here fighting this battle? And some battles are not yours to fight. But sometimes we got to have this vision before we want to see things different for people. So stick with your vision. And another one, Lisa, is courage. In order to be a leader and leave a legacy, you got to have courage. You got to have passion. You have to have emotional intelligence. And I'm going to go back to that. Judgment. Resilience, curiosity, but with emotional intelligence, Lisa, sometimes, and I learned, you can't take everything personal. And you have to be okay with your emotions, because if you're not okay with your emotions and you have stepped into this leadership role, no matter what you do, it ain't going to be good enough for somebody. What do you think about that, Lisa, in regards to your vision, your courage, your passion, emotional intelligence? Which one would you like to speak on?
You know, definitely emotional intelligence, understanding the level of maturity that's needed to go into some positions. You have to have some thick skin. And definitely getting together with people who can help you to cultivate that, if that is not your strength, is going to definitely help you to move into some arenas where other people can stand strong. So definitely understanding what your triggers are, what causes you to get out of character, because oftentimes people are going to rub you the wrong way. You have to be able to understand and stay focused on the vision that has been laid before you. And if you allow someone to get you off of that, then maturity-wise, you're going to have to grow. Because leadership is not for wimps. It's definitely for someone who can take some blows. And actually, I have a group of people here, and I'd like to put them on and maybe get that perspective. Is that something that
okay. All right.
Hold on
a
second. Everyone.
Go ahead and talk to us. Can we hear you?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear everyone?
I can hear, and I'm quite sure you guys are having a great time. Wait, I got to ask you, Lisa, where's Mr. Washington at? Is he amongst you guys?
Okay.
Lisa,
go ahead and repeat that. We're not able to hear you as clear because we are in a very noisy area. But what was the question?
I said, where's Mr. Washington? Is Mr. Washington amongst you guys? My question was, is Mr. Washington amongst you guys? Okay, I'm going to let you go on and bring the individuals on
because
I can't see you guys, and I don't know where you guys are. But go on and let the individual speak. And if you want to join in the conversation as a guest, you can call in at 516-387-1914. Dr. Lisa Romaine is at a Martin Luther King birthday celebration parade in the Riverside County area. And I don't know how much time you guys have at the parade, but I know you're supposed to have food there. So go on and take it from there, Lisa.
Okay. It's kind of hard to have to hear you, the questions and things of that nature. But go ahead and repeat the question, and then I'll go ahead and present it to the people that are here, and maybe they can speak on it.
No, my question was, is Mr. Washington amongst you?
Oh, no. No. We've actually left that area, and we're in another area here.
Okay. All right. Well, you can go on and let the individual share. And cheer, what made them really want to come out today in honor to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and engage in a parade within the community? I want to know what motivated them to do that.
Okay. And so what we're talking about here today is what motivated you guys to come out and be a part of the Martin Luther King parade today. Who'd like to share first?
Hi, my name is Christine, and what made me motivated to come out to watch parade because this is the first in history up here in Marietta, California, that the Martin Luther King Parade was presented, and it was a very good experience for me to watch all the people come out and support this new parade that they're trying to keep going here today.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right, we have a couple of others.
And you know what, Lisa, I want to speak on that. And that's interesting because when I was at the first annual banquet, and one of the things that Mr. Washington was talking about was bringing communities together, bringing people together. And I know that there's a thin line between the city of Marietta versus the city of Menifee, Temecula, because they're very close in proximity. And a lot of individuals are migrating out to that area, which I plan on being one very soon. But I'm glad to see that there is growth. I'm glad to see, even when I was at the first banquet, the mayor was there, and they're becoming more open-minded. You know, a lot of that fear, we still have racism, we still have prejudice, we still have a lot of things going on. But by that same token, when you know better, you do better. And individuals are now getting to the point to where at least I like the fact that they are listening. Something just popped up on my computer in regards to Joe Biden, and it talks about Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy, American possibilities. And I like that because now we are starting to realize that anything is possible if you believe. And a lot of times we start saying, well, no, we can't do this. Or, you know, it's like when I was a kid growing up and I hated the word no. And my mother would tell me no, and I would just keep on until I got what I wanted. And she told me no was the answer, just like yes. And I like how sometimes we're getting to the point where instead of knocking on your door, we might kick your door down because we're going to let you know we need to change how we're doing things. So let the next person speak, Lisa, and we're going to keep it rolling in regards to what the individuals at the parade have to say.
All right, and we'll have someone else that will share what motivates them to come out to the Martin Luther King Parade today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kim Barber. What motivated me to come out today was I'm from San Diego, California. I'm fairly new here in Marietta. And Martin was such an inspiration to me, and I'm pretty sure everyone else. I just wanted to see what it was all about. I really thought that it was a great initial parade, and I will definitely love to be a part of next year's parade. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you came out. And the reason why I said motivated is because sometimes we got to motivate people. Sometimes we got to make individuals, you know, say, instead of, like I used to tell individuals, if you're not going to be part of the solution, don't add to the problem. Because there's a lot of people that may have just sat at home Some individuals may have watched things. I don't think they've had any celebrations or parades on television as we do the New Year's Eve parade or, you know, other parades. But it's very important that we do take the time to give honor what honor is due. Okay, is there anyone else that want to speak in regards to what motivated them to come out today to celebrate the parade?
Yes, we have Mr. Jensen Barber, who's going to share what motivated him to come out to the Martin Luther King parade or any other things he'd like to contribute to the topic on Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Yeah, what motivated me was the fact that Martin Luther King was a great man, and I think it's time that we all take the time to represent, recognize what he's accomplished for us and just show appreciation for that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
We have one more perspective, if time permits,
okay.
From a younger perspective. Is that something that we can have this time?
That's
okay,
fine, because what do you always say, Lisa? Out of the mouth of babes.
Out of the mouth of babes. Yes, who can bring a fresh perspective, because it's in this generation that's going to catapult us to the next level. And so we have our young guest speaker.
Hello, I am Elise, reporting to you live with the beautiful people around me. And we all just had a ball at the Martin Luther King Parade. It was very historical for just the whole community, being there ever since I was probably 4 years old. I've been in Marietta ever since I was 4 years old, and to have that to be the first one ever is really inspirational. I just enjoyed seeing all the involvement, different ages, all the diversity, and it was just a great experience to be around.
Wow. And you know what? And that's what makes history. That's what makes a legacy. And see, and not only honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, but just the individuals that put it together. You know, that's where leadership comes in. And with leadership, and talking about some of the basic qualities that each of us should basically demonstrate every day. Because when we talk about our confidence, sometimes we get arrogance confused with confidence. Or we used to say individuals are conceited. But when you are bold and you have that confidence in yourself and you want to make a difference and you know you are a leader, go for it. Focus. Amazing leaders will keep their eyes on the prize. You have to stay focused, because when you are a leader, a lot of times there are going to be distractions coming your way, people coming your way, situations coming your way, like myself with this radio. Sometimes the internet works, sometimes it don't. Sometimes a mic works, sometimes it don't. But you have to stay focused. Again, be honest, positivity, decisive, and inspire. Great leaders will inspire others. You have to be, and you will be, an inspiration to other individuals, sometimes whether you want to or not, because individuals are looking at you. Lisa, I have a question. If Martin Luther King was still alive today, what do you think he would say in regards to what's going on in our world today?
I think he would say that we still have a long way to go. However, I think he would be pleased with where we are and where we're striving to be. However, we still have a lot of things that we need to roll up our sleeves and do, not only in our communities and in our families, but politically, socially.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of injustices that are before us, and we need to keep fighting and advocating and making certain that we work together, because we are better together.
Mm-hmm.
And I often am reminded of this quote by Gandhi. You know, you want to be the change, you know, that you want to be. And Martin Luther King is just an icon in the sense of
really being someone who not only spoke about something, but actually was very tangible in making things come to life. And you definitely need to be around supportive people in order to move that forward. So we're not done yet by no means, but I'm very pleased with some of the things that are happening. And I think Dr. King would have a smile on his face, but he would say we're not done yet.
Correct. Because you know what, Lisa? When we talk about legacy and we talk about leaders, we have good leaders, we have bad leaders. We have legacies that we want to continue that may be positive, and there are some legacies that are continuing that are negative. Now, I'm on the internet now, and I'm looking at some information, and it says, according to industryleadersmagazine.com, they have some information, and it indicates, they say, take a look at some of the greatest leaders of all time and what made them great. The first one they have on here is Gandhi. Then they have George Washington. They have Abraham Lincoln. They have Adolf Hitler. Mao Zedong, I can't even pronounce his name, and Nelson Mandela. And we also have our own leaders. And when we talk about the leaders that we have, that we know, you know, we have President Obama. We have Michelle Obama. They have Julius Caesar's name here. So if you want to call in and you want to share in regards to someone either in your community, in your home, that you know that have been a great leader and have definitely paved the way, opened the door so that others could get through, give me a call, 516-387-1914. Again, 516-387-1914. Now, I don't want to hear much about Ray Ray and Pookie and how many people they done killed or how much dope they done sold or how many pimps and, you know. We want to keep it positive. Even though, I mean, they may be a leader to you and they may have done great things for you. And it's interesting because I just went to my father's funeral and he left a legacy. And even the legacy he left, and when I tell people that my father, I call him the oldest gangster rapper, who do gangster rap in their 70s? And he was very proud of his music. And it's interesting because my son, every now and then, will still send me something from YouTube or iTunes where he found some of his grandfather's rap music. And I was listening to one where he was singing about a love song. And I was like, okay, I know he sung country western. I know he would sing blues. I said, this man has the nerve to sing something about love. What do he know about love? But he left a legacy when it came to his music because he wasn't ashamed. He wasn't afraid to step out. He wasn't even afraid to go on stage because even in his 60s, he'll call me, well, yeah, I got a show going on. And I used to be like, okay, Jeanette, you come to my concert. I used to be like, everybody's going to be there in wheelchair. So the bottom line is we all have something to contribute. And when we talk about a legacy, I want to hear some of you in regard from you as it relates to a legacy that you've left, someone has left, or something that you're working on that you want to either let your light shine and be a positive influence to others. And I want to say, and I started talking about it earlier, that T.D. Jakes said that individuals can be a threat. And what he said was individuals are a threat when they can, or they basically make an impact, when they can basically empower, or they have an influence or an income. When individuals can influence other individuals and pull them from out of their mess to see what they say the best in themselves, or where they can reach out and grab them and let them know you are somebody, that scares other people. It's kind of like when we talk about if you want to make the devil mad, but we need to do more of it. Lisa, I heard you click in and click out. What do you have to say in regards to what can we do to make more of an impact or be more of an impact. Because as you know, both of us are therapists, and we run into individuals that are hurting, that are in pain, that are going through, and we have the ability to make an impact on their lives. And one of the things that I know that you and I both try to do is we try to be a positive impact. It was interesting Saturday, for the first time, and I don't know if I got to share with you, that Tina was in the office, and a guy came in, and he was a Caucasian guy. And when he came in and he saw Tina, and I was on my way back, he left. So Tina said, well, he's outside filling out his paperwork. I said, Tina, there's nobody outside. This man left. And he left me, took my paperwork with me, with him rather. But then I guess he felt convicted. He didn't want to be a thief, but he didn't want to be interviewed by a Hispanic or an African-American woman. So he came back and left the clipboard and the last three or four pages of my paperwork and took the first two with him. And I laughed because I remember the first time when you was in my office and a person walked out because they didn't want to do therapy with just by looking at us and judging us. And you let me know that's okay. You know, in other words, if they're not ready to receive it, if they're going to be stuck in their ways or if they're going to judge us, they have no idea what they may have just missed. Because we could have been the one to help them. And because of the color of our skin or just judging, looking at Tina, which that man walked out. What do you think about that, Lisa?
Yes, I am very clear, as I mentioned before, people being very comfortable in their skin. You also have to recognize that people are at a different level in their life. You have to just respect them where they are, whether you agree with them or not. Talking about a legacy, one of the things that my father has shared with me, baby girl, you don't have to like people, but you have to respect them. And that's one of the things that I've carried with me is that everywhere that I go, even though I may not agree with a perspective, I'm very secure in who I am, and I meet people right where they are, but I'm not going to compromise who I am and sell myself at the expense of someone else. And so if someone is not ready to grow in the area in which we have been brought together on this journey for, then I need to move on to someone who is, and I encourage people to do that as well because that's what a legacy is. Everywhere you go, you're going to make an impression on someone, negative or positive, and I want to be able to have people say, gosh, because I was on a path with Dr. Romaine. She helped me to see things that I never saw before, and I feel encouraged, and I believe that I can go to that next level. I don't ever want people to feel like, gosh, she walked into the room and I feel worse than before. That may happen because as a psychotherapist, we do say some things that may get up under people's skin, but the things that we say is an opportunity for them to grow and see what's on the other side. So my legacy is I always want to lead people better than they were because they came to my presence. And that is going to be somewhat of my final note today. And I do that, as you can tell, it's very, very noisy where I am. And I want to just encourage everyone to, you know, just be yourself, be comfortable in your skin, and remember, don't bring any hurt, harm, or danger to yourself or others. And just keep staying focused. Don't let anybody take you off that path. And remember to celebrate not only Dr. Martin Luther King today, but all of the things that you can do to make an impact as a leader and as a person and to help someone else to do the same.
Correct. Well, I definitely appreciate that. There are some information, and this information is arguing and empowering me. Because, like I said, there's good news, there's bad news, there's leaders that are in different. But one of the things that you can do to empower individuals is basically learning how to treat others as equal. Now, when we talk about equal, fair is not always equal. Now, when we talk about equal and treating individuals as an equal, we have to be careful that we basically learn how to respect individuals. Because when we respect people who treat us as equal, it gives equal attention to every individual that we meet. So I use that in regards to what happened because the person that was called or came to see me probably could have learned something, but chose not to. Wasn't my fault. So didn't respect something. Didn't think it, you know, like, wow. Now, when individuals genuinely respect others, then they will get the respect from the other person. Because Lisa mentioned it earlier, by being authentic, when you are authentic, people know that they can trust you. Another thing in regards to leaders, and I want to share this information with leaders, if you are on this journey in regards to becoming a better leader, you want to empower someone, learn to listen actively. When individuals are listened to, by actively listening, by being listened to, they feel that they're important. It shows that you care. Active listening is one of the most important abilities of an empowering leader, because people sense such individuals as genuinely interested in them and not just trying to get something. Because a lot of times leaders get a bad rap because most individuals don't trust people, or they think, well, you want something from me. And not only do you listen actively, you have to learn how to be patient with individuals. And that was why I asked the question about what motivated those individuals to get up this morning to go to the Martin Luther King celebration, because something had to motivate them. Something had to have happened for them to say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. And this is their first parade in the Riverside County area, and I want to commend Mr. Washington for putting it together. Another thing is learn from people. What individuals don't realize, or what they don't realize, is you can learn a lot from someone. A kid, a senior citizen, a person that is in sin, or a person that has an addiction or a bad behavior, you can still learn something from that person. So as we're talking about leaders, you got to know who's within your flock. You also have to know who's within your community. See what these individuals can tell you, or what can you learn from them. I tell individuals, if I am smarter than all of my friends, I need me some new friends. And it's bad because I don't have that many friends, but that's okay. Another thing is share life stories. When leaders are willing to be open and share their personal stories and vulnerability, people will feel empowered to share their own stories and uncertainties in return. When I talk to individuals on a day-to-day basis, because I'm hoarse today because I do talk a lot, my daughter used to tell me, Mom, it's not about you. And I never made it about me, and that was not my intention. But I shared, and I had to tell individuals, I share to give people hope. I share with individuals to let them know that if I can make it, you can too. It wasn't easy, but I pressed my way through. Some individuals may appreciate it. Some individuals, they may be jealous. Some individuals may be like, well, who do you think you are? But it's not that I'm sharing to boast or brag. I'm sharing sometimes because this is not what I ask for. So when you share, you let individuals know, and you tell them some of your secrets. And you're letting them know that this may have happened to me, but it don't hurt me anymore. Now, we have 16 minutes left on the show. Again, if you want to call in and you want to share, or you want to talk about someone that has made an impact in your life, that has empowered you or inspired you to make a difference, and you want to talk about a legacy that someone has left, or a legacy that you are leaving, or a legacy that you are based on something you're doing in your community, give me a call. 516-387-1914. I know that there are a lot of you guys out there, so you do not need to be ashamed or be afraid. I also want to say, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeanette_Abney or JPreciousP. You can also follow me on LinkedIn or find me on LinkedIn at Jeanette Abney. You can email me at jabneylmft@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Jeanette Abney or Jeanette Abney LMFT, or on YouTube at Jeanette Abney LMFT. I'm doing my best to share information with individuals from on a therapeutic level, because a lot of times, even when we talk about therapy, we talk about counseling, a lot of individuals are afraid. And even leaders need somebody to talk to. Even therapists need someone that they can connect with. And like Lisa was saying about being on top and being alone, sometimes as a leader, you have to step out on faith. Sometimes as a leader, individuals may not always agree with your mission or your vision, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up or you have to give out. And I know that when we talk about leaders, there's a lot of deceased leaders in the graveyard. There's a lot of individuals that have been killed and that have suffered, their family have suffered in their line of work and duties to make America or to make individuals' lives better. I tell individuals when they ask me, well, Jeanette, how did you get into therapy? I tell individuals, this is not what I asked for, because I wanted to be a lawyer and a judge. I never wanted to be a therapist. Didn't even think about being a therapist because I never knew anything about therapy. However, I wanted to make a difference in the criminal justice system because I saw how things was unfair. I saw how a lot of times individuals were taking deals that they shouldn't have taken. And I wanted to make a difference in law enforcement. Now, I'm not going to say that I would have been probably a great cop, because some of my friends would say I was kind of trigger happy in my younger years, but that's okay. But by that same token, I still always wanted to do something. I've never been one that wanted to be involved in politics because I talk too much. And I'm not going to sell my soul for a dollar, so that ain't going to work either. So you ain't going to be able to bribe me. I tell my clients and I tell people, even though I like to eat, first of all, I don't eat everything or anything, and I'll eat your food and still terminate you. So you can't bribe me with food either. But in regards to that, I want to say that it was something that I basically purchased a company because I wanted to purchase. I purchased it for my daughter. I felt that by her being in college, studying business finance, I wanted to make her life easier, make the family's life easier by having a company. And, Lord, when I did that, all hell broke out. But I can say to this day, it has been way over 10 years because I think I got involved with the Center for the Treatment of Addiction in 2005. And as a matter of fact, I'm about to be celebrating an anniversary pretty soon, because from 2005 to 2018, actually 13 years I've been a business owner. And I have to, I guess, commit myself for that, because it was hard work, dedication, commitment, not being afraid. I didn't realize the impact that I was making within the community, but I've also stepped out on faith and have tried to help other individuals that was willing and wanted to also start their own companies as entrepreneurs, even though I've stuck when it comes to business. Now, give me a call again, like I said, at 516-387-1914. If you even have a small project that you're working on within your community. And I'm trying to look at my email and my Facebook as I'm on the air, because I don't like being on the air by myself, but it's okay. So let me take a look at some of this information. Now, I want to say, when we talk about communities and community leadership is interesting, because community leadership is a designation often by what they call a secondary resource. And with the secondary resource, when we talk about a community, we're talking about a neighborhood. You know, most of the time we talk about neighborhoods, we talk about neighborhood gangs, we talk about things bad that happen in the neighborhood. But what about those individuals in the community that are striving to make a difference? I want to say, every time when I go on Facebook, and I'm going to give a shout out to Luther Keith, and I remember when he was coaching back in the days, I know he was always involved in sports, and, you know, a lot of individuals recognized him from either football or baseball. But every time I go on Facebook and I see that he's feeding the homeless, or I see that he has a lot of community outreach going on, I send a shout out to him. I'll be like, well, let me know when you got something going on in Compton, or let me know when you're doing this. And I want to say I'm very proud of him, because no matter what's going on in the community, if somebody dies in a community, I can go to the funeral. I'm always going to run into him. Or if there's a football game with Centennial High School, he's going to be involved. So we need more community leaders. We need more outreach individuals. We need more individuals that are willing to stick their hand out and say, come on, homeboy, or come on, young lady, let me help you get through this. Now, when we start talking about community leadership, sometimes individuals have their own perception, or they, you know, they say, well, I don't care, or they don't care about the neighborhood, or they don't care about us. And that's not always true, because community leadership is a specific form of a general concept of leadership. It is frequently based in a place and is also local. And although it can also represent a community of common interest, because we start talking about the Black community, the Hispanic community, but when individuals are living in a neighborhood, it is that community. It can be, like I said, an individual or a group of leadership. It can be a voluntary basis, or it can be a paid status. However, sometimes individuals, there may be government funding. Sometimes it may not be government funding. But one of the things that we have to strive to do more is build healthy communities. And by building healthy communities, healthy community leadership can consist of, and basically it is designed to offer knowledge, skills, networking, and partnership. Now, they have what's called 5 indicators for a stronger community and civil society. Because when we start looking at that, we start trying to borrow things from other cultures, or we start trying to, borrow things from other communities, because we all should strive to live in a safe, healthy, and prosperous community. We talk about churches. We talk about businesses. All of those entities are part of what makes a good community. Now, I found some information, and it talks about effective community leadership is increasingly recognized in Australia. Now, I don't know what it is about Australia, but they indicate that they have an important, or they are an important contributor to what they call social and local development. Because some of the things that they use in regards to their leadership approach is based on the premises that individual development enhances community capacity. And this is accomplished through training that equip people with tools and understanding of the decision-making process and allow their views to be expressed and incorporated into future development and planning. Do you know, most of us don't even know who our neighbors are? Many of us do not go to our city councilman meetings. We don't go to town hall meetings. We don't go to school board meetings. We don't do any of that, but we're constantly complaining about what somebody is not doing. So we need to get better in not only what they're not doing, but what are you willing to do? Are you willing to do something even if you don't get paid for it? I tell individuals when they start counting my money and telling me how much I make, hell, I don't even know how much money I make every month. And it's interesting because I don't do things for money. I do things because I truly enjoy working with people. And I need to do better, and that's why I need to, you know, get me some individuals here to help me with all of that so that I can start doing better. But it's not always about money. It is about and should be about empowering, motivating, and enhancing. Because when you get up there, are you on your way? People are going to try to bring you down. But it doesn't mean you have to allow them to let you fall. But you can also let them know, I'm going to be okay, and you can be okay. Now, I'm going to my text messages to see if I received any text messages. So I don't see anything there. Let me check my emails, even though I cannot use the email that I, okay, somebody posted in this. So I can't look at all this. But again, if you want to call me, give me a call, 516 347-387-1914. Now, I live in the San Diego County area. And I want to say, and I did not make it today, and I normally make it, and the reason I didn't go was because my friend didn't go, and that is Ms. June Parks. Last year when I did this show, I had Ms. June Parks on the air with me. This week she wasn't able to come on the air with me, and I told her to give me a call, but she probably forgot because she's in a convalescent hospital. But June Parks has been one of the matriarchs here in the Oceanside area, and she started the Dr. Martin Luther King breakfast at Friendly's Church of God in Christ. And when she started the pancake breakfast, it got so big that the church was no longer able to accommodate individuals. So what they did was they took it to the community college. And I'm quite sure now it's going to be even bigger than that because the number has grown. And this morning I did not get up and go because she didn't go. And I should have went anyway, but I knew I had some things to do. But I want to give a shout-out to June Parks for all of the hard work that she's done in the North County area, what she's done for the Oceanside Unified School District, what she's done in the local churches, because she's been one of the matriarchs. And it's funny because I call her my road dog because we hang out, we go places, and she is a very good friend to me. And I want her to know I truly appreciate her. I have her cracking up sometimes because I tell her sometimes when I'm with June Parks, I be thinking she's Rosa Parks because she is a no-nonsense and she do not play. Now, I'm looking at my Facebook, and I'm looking at the legacy, and I guess this one is interesting. They have the history of the potato chip. And this was basically, the potato chip was invented in 1853, by George Crumb, and he was a Native American, African American, and I never knew who developed the potato chip. But I want to say a lot of African Americans have made great strides and have contributed a lot to America and to this country, and a lot of them have been or have not been recognized. So like I said, let's give honor where honor is due, and let those know that we appreciate them. I'm looking at something else, Marcus Garvey. They basically will have on television soon, which is, it's a Central TV Live, they have a video of the story of Marcus Garvey. And there's a documentary that has been written about him. So we have those of us that went to Willowbrook Junior High School. We have Dr. Lawrence Freeman. We have several school teachers. We have parents. We have siblings. So let them know I appreciate you. And those that have passed, let's continue the legacy. Now, I have 1 minute left on the show. By continuing the legacy means to let's continue to strive to make our community, our homes, our churches, our schools a place where individuals are safe, where they can grow, where they will have the ability to be able to step out of faith or to let them know I have an idea or let's try to do this. And it's not about them. It's about bridging this gap in order to help other individuals succeed. I want to say I have a minute left in the show. Individuals always talk to me about success. And like Dr. Romaine was saying, sometimes when I go places, people look at me and they judge me based on what I do, who I am, and I tell them I'm still Jeanette from Compton. I always tell individuals, I do not base success based on how successful I am, but how successful I can have others to become. Because it is my passion, I find joy in helping other individuals find that glow, get rid of their pain, and I love inspiring individuals because I always say, when you know better, you do better. So I'm going to be ending the show. I want you to enjoy the day. I want you to acknowledge the legacy of others. Let individuals know that you appreciate them. And again, when you know better, you'll do better. Some leaders are born. Some leaders are developed. Some leaders have passed on. But by that same token, it takes character, honesty, and commitment. So until next week, I'm looking forward to you at Precious Predicaments, Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you've got this.